Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the How We Rave podcast. On this episode, we discuss a variety of different topics, starting with Darude, who is making his way to Fatty's Bar in Boise. Because of this, we kickstart the show by listening to a trap remix of his legendary track, Sandstorm, which somehow leads us to a trap remix of Eiffel 65's smash hit Blue. We then discuss headphones for DJs and, well, if they are really necessary. We will talk about the shows that we have been to since our last episode, which include Morgan Page, Elenium, and Squanto. On top of all of this, I recently started driving for Uber, so we will talk about that and other ways that we are saving and making extra cash for festivals. But before we get started, don't forget that you can find us on social media, primarily Twitter and Instagram, via how_we_rave. A huge shout out to Sean Riley for giving us the feedback to start doing this going forward. That support is very much appreciated. Also, apologies in advance for the sniffles that you will most likely hear during this episode, as allergy season is upon us and it is definitely taking its toll. Now, without further hesitation, let's go ahead and get started.
Fatties on the 30th. What genre?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. You're talking about Sandstorm.
Wait, what genre?
Like Darude. I don't know. I would probably say
like house
or house. Yeah.
Not interested. If it's trance,
let's see.
Even though I can't go,
I know if I type in Darude, the first thing that's gonna come up is Sandstorm. Everybody knows Sandstorm. I kind of want to go to the show just so I can go see Sandstorm played by the person who made Sandstorm. This is a classic, man. What is this? He uploaded this on 2009. I thought it was older than that.
No, I think no. Who can get down to the song anymore?
I know, when you hear it now, you're like, this is a catchy fucking tune, but it's not what you can get down to.
No. Because it's been used like so much for so many different
That's
things.
Why you do this. This is why people do
drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
Drugs are great all the time.
Drugs?
Los drugs? Una de las ciudades con los mejores policías del país.
All right.
Y estos tipos. Someone could get hurt. I've got a case for you to screw up. CHP, they have some crew.
I knew there would be a trap remix or something if I looked at it.
OG remix. Wow.
What does that mean?
Right?
Define.
Thank you.
I was like, all right. They cleaned it up a little bit. All right.
Yeah.
I would beat up a guy.
Oh my god.
You'll hear it now too at Watch Now. I told you that. You'll hear it.
You fucking ruined the song for me now. I mean, I would beat off a guy, but the song's like done now for me.
It's not the first thing. Though.
I'm gonna sing that. I'm gonna literally gonna sing that now whenever that comes on. I'm gonna beat off a guy.
Please do. God damn, that video has fucking a lot of views. Almost 180 million.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. But yeah, fatties.
Can't go.
It's like they're getting shows, but they're still working on it. I feel like we need to get a bar that understands that, like, we need more dubstep, we need more trap, some of that future bass and shit. Like, give us some shows like that. That'd be dope. Yeah. But I was talking to my buddy about this whole situation because I know that my friend that has played there before, he uses the same thing that I have. He has a Traktor too. Mm-hmm. And most people you see using CDJs, which is like the bigger one that you see, the one that says Pioneer on it.
Did you know that they're actually
doing that class or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that and I'm like, well, I already understand the equipment and everything.
But like, you get to practice on like real equipment though.
Yeah, this is real equipment.
But I mean like big, real, like big boy equipment, like a step up.
I'm like, we're talking about paying money to go do a class that would teach me stuff that I feel like I already know.
But I mean, you could like understand it a little bit better.
If it was
you never know.
If
you it was could a class one that, of the end classes.
If it was a class that was like
do
about
it, Bobby.
Just do it. Just waste your money for Middlelands. Just fucking go.
Okay,
just
never
go
mind.
Waste your
don't
money.
Go, Bobby.
You understand? I'm penny pinching. Yeah. Like, I want to be money. Able to, when we go to Middlelands, when we go to EDC, I want to be able to, because they're both kind of long drives. I want to be able to
do
stop.
Do they have gambling in Texas, too?
I don't think so.
Fucking
come on. Fuck.
Oh.
You just want to go gamble because you're going to be 21.
Yeah, I do.
You can drink at Middlelands, I guess. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I feel like I want to drink.
I can drink at home.
I want to get a pimp cup and just drink at Middlelands, like out of my king's cup, basically, is what it's going to be.
Give me some.
Moral of my story, though.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I was talking to my friend about this, and I was like, I know that he plays on a Traktor too, and I wanted to know more about like if he needs headphones when he actually does his thing. And he told me that he doesn't need headphones because he's already, you know, practiced it all, he's all got it all planned. But I guess the bar is telling him that he needs to wear headphones for like stage presence. Like,
fuck that.
Right?
What's stage presence?
Like,
what?
Isn't it sad that like they feel like you would need to have the headphones on just so that maybe when people look at you, they think you're more of an official DJ or whatever.
That's
like,
dumb as fuck.
It's sad.
So we could like wear them and not even be plugged in or anything.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's like an accessory.
Which
then.
Which tells me that if a bar is doing that, imagine how many like, you know, other places do that shit. Where they need to do it. Where they feel like you need it.
That's dumb.
I'm sure there's probably big DJs that like don't need it but still do it just to, like, have that appearance that, like, I'm mixing this shit on
Big
the fly.
Big boss live. Up in here. Yeah.
But I feel like you would get a better, more thought out set if they like already have practiced it from front to end over and over again. Like, I know that's how most of them are doing it, and they may use them a little bit maybe to do like the beat matching, but I know it's minimal. It's kind of crazy when you learn something like that. You're like, they don't even need the headphones. Mm-hmm. What is life? We've been lied to.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah, that's bar life, I guess. I guess we should probably talk about the shows that we've been to.
Let's talk about Illenium.
Illenium! Where do we even start?
Illenium.
Oh yeah, you can start with that. People mispronouncing the name.
Yeah, please pronounce Illenium, Illenium. It's not Illenium, it's not... What else?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, just Illenium.
Well, just Illenium.
Illenium.
If I ever hear somebody say Illenium, I'm going to slap them across
like,
the face.
Illenium.
It's like...
What were you saying?
It's like somebody saying Loud Puck.
Yeah.
Who says Loud Puck?
Me. All the time. All the time.
Shit. I'm glad we looked that up so I never fucked that up.
Yeah. Congratulations, Bobby.
Yep. That's what happens when you like have that critical mind that's like, I don't know what they want me to say here, so I'm going to look it up and find out before I start fucking it up. Because especially, you know, if we're doing a podcast, we got to be legit like that. We can't say Loud Puck and have a bunch of people be like, it's fucking Loud Puck, motherfucker. What are you doing? Like, your podcast sucks. I'm player as fuck, but you suck.
Yeah. Secretly me writing in the comments.
It says Loud Pack. Mickey's like, it's Loud Puck, motherfucker. Get it right.
Okay, but Illenium, though, was magical.
Yeah, it was
magical. It was
magical.
So magical.
I think my favorite part about that was just the fact that it was like, it kind of reminds me of when I saw the World's Tour with Porter Robinson, because the cool thing about the Knitting Factory is like...
Stop!
Mickey wasn't there.
Nope.
Mickey didn't care.
I'm
just kidding.
Okay.
It just reminded me of, have you ever seen Austin Powers?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the part where he's like, Daddy wasn't there. Daddy didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take me to the fair. Mm-hmm. Didn't change my underwear.
All right, movie fluff. Let's fucking go.
Dude, Austin Powers is dope. But, yeah, it's like shows at the Knitting Factory. You get that opportunity to be more up close and personal with the DJ, I feel like. You know, you get that, like, all you have to do is... wait for people to clear out when they want to go smoke or when they want to go get water or something. And if you've been smart about it and you're like, okay, I made sure to drink water before the set started. I made sure not to smoke cigarettes because fuck that. And I got vape life right here. I'm good to go. So when we were at Illenium, I made sure, like, I even told Jordan, I'm like, Ozomatic or whatever. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
As soon as he gets done playing, there's going to be people that clear out and I can kind of scooch my way up in there. That's exactly what I did. So I got that front rail spot. I knew I wanted to headbang on this rail. I want to make this rail shake. That's my goal.
Wow.
And I did. I shook the fucking shit out of it.
I got to the second part with the rail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget that there's a rail up there.
Pretty good view of him.
Yeah.
I got a really good view.
Me too.
I mean, you probably had it better, but still, like, I'm short, so, like, also I wasn't being, like, pushed and shoved, so, like, I was on the second tier, I was on the rail, and it was really good, because I could see, nobody was in front of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't have to lose my balance either.
Yeah. I like that spot, too. I like how, I think for, like, all the old shows I used to go to back when I was in my hardcore phase, my, like, scene phase, most of the shows that I went to, I tried to get, like, right on that rail, or, like, even though they don't let you nowadays, you used to be able to, like, stand on the stairway, or, like, kind of, like, on that first step and shit. You can get, like, a step above people and just, like, look over them.
Yep.
So I liked being able to get that, like, advantage point. Because, like, moshing's cool and all, but I like to see what the hell I'm looking at, or see what's going on, you know? No moshing.
Okay, yes, moshing. I love, like, people that mosh. I think it's great. For me, personally, can't do it.
Moshing was fun because you get to see those videos online where, like, some random girl who shouldn't be in a mosh pit gets in a mosh pit and gets fucking trampled by, like, 50 people.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did I tell you what? Squanto, I accidentally got in the mosh pit.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't ready for it.
Yeah. But you can talk about it now. I mean, I'm sure anybody who listens would love to hear about it.
Okay, well... Squanto was last Friday, and it was at a smaller venue. But I mean, for Mardi Gras, that was a pretty good like turnout.
Turnout, yeah.
Honestly, it's probably like the most.
It's also probably one of the bigger shows that they've done so far.
Yeah. Anyways, Squanto was fucking bringing some heavy rhythm down or something, and like, and all the girls that were with me all got like pushed into a mosh pit and fucking got like punched. I got punched in the head.
Damn.
Allison, she.
Tell me more.
She had somebody pushed her. She went like straight she fell out on the floor. Fuck. And she was just like, so I like I grabbed her and made sure like, cause my normal like instinct is like, are you okay? She's like, I'm about to cry.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, no, we were all like, kind of like, yo, we were shook. Not expecting it.
You guys were straight shook.
Yeah. Got no. I had to like go to the bathroom and like calm down because I was just like, I was like, I'm not ready for that.
I think I went pretty hard at the beginning of that show for McKinley and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Man, I went so hard at that show. I went so hard for Squinto.
Hard enough that when...
I did that on purpose. I know it's Squanto.
I know. I just laugh because the whole thing, God, it gets me every time. Like, fucking Squinto. Lenium, Squinto, like, goddamn.
Inside jokes are the best.
DJ names, though.
Yeah.
So good. Literally to the point, like, that whole thing was up for debate, and when I was at that show, I was like, no, it's fucking Squanto. Like, I'm waiting for fucking him to say his name so that way we can finally clear the air on this shit. And I was so happy at the end of the set when he said it, and I talked to Allison afterwards, and she's like, I still didn't, like, get, well, like, exactly what his name is or whatever. I was like, he said it at the end of his thing, like, she was that adamant about it.
Not Squinto, it's Squanto.
But it was bad when,
like, long.
What's his name? Is his name Matthew? McKinley's boyfriend?
I think it's Matthew.
Yeah. When he was like, are you guys ready for Squinto? I was like, God damn it. I was like, you're only building up that like idea that it's Squinto. It's not Squinto. There's no fucking I. Yeah.
Anyways, I danced so hard at Squanto or headbang so hard. I lost my breath and I had to sit down. And I literally thought I was going to pass out. So I was just like, all right, guys, I'm going to go sit down. I was headbanging way too hard. But I mean, it was for a good reason.
Surprisingly, I wasn't that sore afterwards, but definitely did go hard for a good solid 2 to 3 hours there.
I was sore for 3 days afterwards. Now I'm just like, I honestly contemplated getting a fucking massage, like a deep tissue massage. I was in so much pain.
Did you guys do the bath thing or whatever? The floating thing?
Fuck no. I haven't done that yet. No.
Damn. But I'm sure that would have helped.
Yeah, the sensory deprivator.
Yeah, that thing.
I'm probably going to do it after.
Especially when Janaea said that you could go in and pay whatever you thought it was worth. I'm like, yeah. I can't do that because I'll go in there and be
$1.
Like,
actually, yeah, no, 1 penny. Like,
it's not that I think it was worth $1. It's that I'm broke as fuck.
Yeah. For real.
Like, I'm sure it's worth $50, $60, but I can't pay that money for that shit. But I do kind of want that.
I'm going to do it after another rave, probably.
I'll just take Epsom salt. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever taken a bath with Epsom salt, but it helps so fucking much.
I need to go to a spa.
Yeah.
Spa.
I'm just saying.
Groupon.
Don't knock it till you try it. Epsom Groupon. Salt baths.
I need like a nice bath though. Like a nice big bath.
Yeah. I mean, I hope, like, wherever we stay has a big bath.
For like a bath for like 3 or 4 people.
So you just fucking sprawl out.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself.
With like jet tubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's make sure wherever, let's see if Circus has places like that or like a room like that.
No, we'll get like a suite because like the normal rooms are fucking cheap. They're like $50 a night, which is why we stayed like so many days afterwards because it was very, very, very cheap. Mm-hmm. And like they even moved us to like a nicer room because apparently our room was like sold out and then we're just like, yeah, can we get another room? They moved us to a fucking nicer room, which was closer to the pool. But like the suites are like, not even that expensive, but we have to book sometime soon because they're going to sell out soon. So this podcast is all over the place. I am so sorry.
Yeah, we still need to finish.
Bobby and I have not seen each other in a very long time. It's been like 3 weeks, so we miss each other. So we're just talking.
So let's go back to Millennium.
Okay.
We talked about where we got for Illenium, like where we were sitting or where we were standing. But we should probably talk a little bit more about like the experience itself. So at Illenium, when I got to the front rail, I was basically stationary throughout the whole set. I didn't move.
Nope.
Did you move around very much?
Oh, or did hell
you
yeah, I spot? Did.
I was going to say, I feel like I saw you like in the corner where we started out or where the group was at for a little bit. And then I saw you there again a little bit later. But yeah, I definitely like once you claim your spot on the rail, you're like fucking you're there. Or else you don't get that spot anymore, basically. That's how it is.
Yep.
So once I got there, I just wasn't moving at all. Especially when you're by good people, you know? It's not like I was surrounded by people that were annoying the fuck out of me or driving me nuts. I met that girl, her name... that girl, like halfway into the set, when I asked what her name was and she told me it was Molly, I thought she was joking. I thought she was like pulling my chain, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe she's like... being defensive or something. Maybe it's like a defense mechanism, you know, where you ask somebody their name and they give you a fake name or something.
Yeah.
So when she said Molly, I'm like, oh man, I met the Raven. I just met a girl named Molly. How about that? And then come to find out that, you know, her fucking name is Molly straight up. That was her name. She was super cool. And it's nice when you're at like shows like that and you can just find a random person who you can vibe with and dance with and enjoy their company. And she was the type of person who hadn't gone to very many raves. So, and I asked her straight up, like, you know, do you go to raves very often? She said no. And so like when Illenium dropped like Gold Dust, I made sure to give her the candy that I made for that. When he dropped the Say It remix, I made sure to give her candy for that. She was the only person who I traded with that night, but she needed candy. She didn't have any. So
yeah,
I made sure to give her some of the ones that I made specifically for Illenium. And she looked like she had a blast, so I'm hoping that's, like, you know, one of those shows where if somebody like that who doesn't go to raves very often or doesn't follow it the way that we follow it, I would hope that that was, like, the experience for her that makes her want to do that type of thing more often. That was the goal. So when we were up there, like, it was kind of cool because of the front, at the front rail, even at the Knitting Factory, this lady came by a couple times and asked people if they wanted water. So I bought water. And she was nice enough to the point where, because I was recording the whole set, and I'll probably put some sound clips in of Illenium. But I was recording that whole set, and it was nice of her when I got the water from the lady. I didn't want to stop recording, so I just asked her if she would, you know, hold my phone. She takes my phone and goes all out with it and, like, records a video of her and her friends dancing and shit and puts it back on the stage. And she did that for, like, a good solid 2 minutes where she was just recording for me. I'd bought the water. I was good to go. I was like, okay, I'm good. And she kept holding the phone and shit and dancing with it, and we just had a blast. Very, very nice to experience somebody's company like that, who it's almost like they're Plur, but they didn't even know that Plur existed. Like, she was that type of person.
Yeah.
And if you can encourage somebody like that to come back to shows like that or continue to go to shows like that, then why not, right? Mm-hmm. But aside from that, that was my experience. Illenium's Illenium. I don't think we have to describe how beast he is or like how he throws down. Just know we had a blast. I had a blast. And I can't wait for Middlelands because we get to see him again.
Yes.
And I hope to God that nobody else is playing during Illenium that I also want to see.
Or we can just split half and half or something. Okay, yeah.
It's stressful. But yeah, hoping. We've seen him twice, I guess. And I would say that the set that he played at the Knitting Factory was relatively close to the set that he played at Snow Globe, so we could probably count on, you know, a lot of the same, but it's still a lot of the same
emotions good, and
good
feelings.
Emotions, yeah. It's just those songs, man. The songs, they pull on your heartstrings so much. And I love that shit. I love it. But I definitely want to see Mello again, too.
Yeah. But also we're going to see him at EDC, too.
You think?
He's,
you hope.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
He's hot shit right now. He's obviously going to be at EDC.
I feel like you can tell that Insomniac definitely pulls for certain artists. Like, they're, you know, like Alice in Wonderland.
First thing that came to my mind.
Like, there's those artists that they're like, I guess probably trending artists or artists that just shout EDC or shout Insomniac. Like, they'll pull those people back over and over again. So, another reason to like Insomniac.
Outside of Millennium, though, we, you know, like we said, I went to Morgan Page. You didn't get to see Morgan Page.
Nope.
Morgan Page was good. But it's like, when you see Morgan Page, it's one of those high energy, like, shows where it's like constantly the songs are at like 128 beats per minute, where you're just constantly dancing and stuff. And if you do that too much, you start to get really tired. When we were walking to Millennium, I could feel that my foot was in pain, which scared the shit out of me because we were about to go rage there for Millennium too. But thankfully, I got that rail spot and didn't really like dance around. Yeah, it still kind of hurts, but not as bad. Like if I stretch it, I can feel the pain. It's weird, and that's like it's only
about me.
It's been a week and a half, over a week and a half of foot pain, and
chiropractor.
Fuck that.
Okay.
There's certain things I don't do. Doctors.
I love chiropractors.
I would love it too, but money, you know? Money is money.
$20.
$20 and I could spend on a fucking rave.
Me talking with all this money now, I'm just like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah, where did you go?
But broke me is
I definitely want to talk like about, you know, money itself, because I think something that would be good to include on this show is like, what have I been doing to make money for Meadowlands and UDC? And Uber has been a surprisingly cool experience, so I want to touch base on that here in a little bit. But we should wrap up Squanto. That show, like we said, we went super hard, and the coolest part of that, the end of that set, was the fact that he came over and started taking pictures with everybody. I wanted to get an immediate picture with him, but I also knew how badly you would want to get a picture with him, so that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to come back real quick. So I went and grabbed you, and I got super sad when I brought you back over, and he literally, like, had walked away. I was like, no! No!
But he came back.
I thought it was fucking... At first, I thought in my head, like, oh, this is really ballsy, because, like, what did you do?
I went backstage. I'm just like, fuck it. Let's go backstage.
Luckily, like, I mean... I thought in my head, like, oh, damn, she's ballsy. But I'm like, oh, wait, she also, like, worked doors here, so they probably would recognize her and be like, okay, she's probably just working or something. I was like, that's the in that you got with that, so.
Should have grabbed Janae's, like, staff badge and everything. Janae, I'm going to borrow this for a second. Bye.
But at first, I was like, damn, Mickey just fucking straight up went backstage to go grab his ass. Like, that's dedication.
Well, actually, there was nobody back there that I knew. I didn't think so. I'm just like.
Was he back there when you went there?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, he was.
Respect. You're like, can we get pictures? What did you say?
Yeah, I was like, can I get a picture with you?
Like, I'll come back out in a second.
Yeah.
Such a cool dude. He was super chill, and I love his little like pose when he was taking pictures too.
Like, yeah, literally, he looks like Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
straight up.
Looks like rave Jesus.
Even better when like I gave him a hug and said like he put on a great set, and he's like namaste.
Yeah, fucking chill. He's so chill.
Super chill.
And he's gonna like. Oh wait, this is totally like sidetracked. But
it's okay.
Twitter says that Kezo and Squanto are gonna fucking collab.
That's
gonna be fucking fire.
Good for Squanto.
Yeah.
Because Kezo's already blown up, so it's nice that he's getting to work with artists like that, yeah. I think.
It's so cool.
After getting to meet him and seeing how nice he was to come back out, take pictures, and be all super chill, like, people like that could easily be a dick, and when you meet them and they're nice like that, you want the best for them. So when I saw that tweet, I was like, fuck yeah! Get it, son! You deserve that shit!
He's so nice.
Yeah. So, happy for Squanto. But those are the three shows that have happened since last time that we recorded a podcast.
Yep.
The upcoming shows that we're about to go to this week are Black Tiger Sex Machine on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Which sounds like it's going to be a great time. And then on Wednesday we have Datsik, which I'm really fucking excited for. I'm excited to see that fucking dope-ass stage that he's got. I keep seeing videos of it. I've seen so many videos. Mm-hmm. Like, that tour's been going on for a while already. And every time you see videos of, like, him and his, like, ninja outfit with that Raiden hat that he has and that background, it's just like, I'm ready for that shit. So ready. Ugh. Goddamn. Gets me excited just thinking about it.
Yeah, and, well, are you going to go to Electric Snow or whatever?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Nero is coming with Grand Theft. I'm kind of excited about that, too. I've been listening to some songs. I keep saying Grand Theft this, Grand Theft that. And every song that I listen to that has Mana, it's like, that's good shit. I like that. So that show actually should be pretty good.
That's a maybe for me.
A maybe? It's still a maybe? How come?
I don't really listen to them.
It's a rave, though.
Yeah, but I don't really listen to them.
Damn. to play some songs and see if we can, if there's anything we like. I'm gonna go just because it's a rave. Oh, plus Blake's playing, so I'm gonna definitely. Some of us nothing. You gotta support your boys.
Support.
You know what? You need to go because you gotta support your local DJs, like you say you do. Yeah, support your local DJ.
But I don't know him though.
Yeah, but you still say support look your look.
Just local you're... rape scene.
Yeah, so you gotta go.
I don't know him though.
That's funny. So you don't support your local DJs, you support the people you know.
No, I support the local DJs.
So there's that. Those three shows. There's other shows coming up after that, but like closer to April. So
yeah, it's kind of dead after.
Kind of.
What's the next rave after?
I want to say Pegboard Nerds.
Oh, okay, duh.
Yeah, which is when?
April 6th.
Okay, it's right after your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
Oh, and then Beer Grills. Woo! Yes. BIP and Midnight Tea.
A little bit later in April. Goddamn. Wow! That seemed like a long way when the first announcement's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, tickets just went on sale.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to hit up that VIP.
Respect.
Very soon. Yeah, and get that merch and meet Bear Grylls and meet Midnight Tea. Oh, man.
I'm going to drive the shit out of Uber and see if I can get that shit, too. Because I actually want that merch. I want that flag. That flag would be dope. Be cool, too, because if you just save the flag, then if he's ever at a festival you're going to, you can take the flag. And
exactly. I've always wanted, like, a flag for, like, a festival.
I support you!
I love Bear Grylls.
I love you. I'm your biggest fan.
I love Bear Grylls and Midnight Tea, man. That's a fucking killer combo.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. Just thinking about when we saw him at Get Freaky.
Oh man. Oh, that was a great set.
Such a pleasant surprise. Like
that was a great set.
You know it's gonna be good, but like we didn't know it was gonna be that fucking good.
And like our whole group, when our group was all good, we were all like fucking like.
Yeah, we were still pretty sober at that point.
We were going for it, and we were all just like getting down. And I was like, yeah, that's our group.
That was like the first set that was like, this is the kickstart set. This is like the set that's gonna get you rolling for the whole weekend, basically.
Get Freaky was insane.
Yeah. That's why.
It was so good.
Yeah. I like that. You get a DJ set that plays and you're just like, this is going to make the everything.
Yeah.
And it literally was. I felt like from that point forward, it was lit.
Oh, yeah.
The definition of lit.
Brought down the house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to see him.
And that night was so good, too.
So, basically, Bear Grylls, and then we go to Midlands, and then EDC.
Yep.
Wow.
It's probably a show going to be in
like,
there somewhere.
In between there, probably. It's probably
something. But whatever. We'll see. I won't even need it, though, after Midlands. I'm like, I only have a month until EDC. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I can take a 30-day break from raves to get ready for EDC after the festival. The festival before the festival.
Pre-festival for the actual main event.
I need to start shopping. Like, I need to figure out what I'm going to wear for Midlands and shit.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
So do I.
I feel like I got to have something, like, some type of attire.
And it's
going to
be hot.
God, I didn't think about that. Because
it's
right.
Texas.
Yes, Texas is already like 80 degrees right now.
No, I don't like repeating outfits, though. I'm that one person that does not repeat same rave outfits.
So you gotta get new stuff.
Yeah, I gotta get some, that new.
Gotta get that new.
Even if it's just t-shirts.
It's a little bit easier for me. Like, I can just, like you said, get a different t-shirt and I'm good.
Yeah.
I can wear my shorts, it's fine.
I feel like it's gonna be too hot for a t-shirt.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm gonna be dying.
That's okay. Well, I mean, if you look at the, like, even that video that I had up on here, like, it's only a 30-second video, but when it pans over the area that it's in, it's all grassy and shady and shit. And I'm excited for that because I like those areas. It's not like you're going to Burning Man in the middle of the desert or some shit. Yeah, yeah. Like, that would be
hot.
That's the next level shit right there.
Hot.
Uh-huh.
But you pay, like, so much more money to go there.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's a fucking experience.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like, so is EDC.
Mm-hmm.
EDC is, like, the candy kid version, and, like, Burning Man's, like, the psychedelic trip.
Luckily, EDC, like, counteracts the hot by doing it at night, and that's what makes that awesome, too.
Yeah, because everything's lights up, it's bright colors.
Yeah.
So happy.
Insomniac's just so smart.
Oh, yes, they are.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure we've said that a couple times on our podcast about how much we love Insomniac, but I'm going to keep saying it like on every episode. Insomniac.
They care.
Yeah, they care. They love their ravers. They want us to have the best experience possible, and that's what's so cool about them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it for the shows and stuff. I mean, that's the general idea of what's coming up for us. And because of that, me, myself, I've been doing a lot of penny pinching, like me saying, I don't want to go to the chiropractor. I don't want to do that DJ class, even though it would be fun if I had like money and could do it. I would do it just to go see and just go hang out and get an idea of like what they're wanting to teach people about, to actually know for a fact if it's worth it or not. Just would be cool, but I gotta save that money because that's gas money. That's almost a full tank of gas driving to Midlands. So on top of saving money for these two festivals that are coming up, I've been working for Uber and I did the taxes, so I got the taxes coming, which is nice. You did your taxes, you've been using that money too. You've already got the camping stuff for Midlands, right, and all that good stuff. God damn! I'm so excited. So
got that shit unlocked.
Taxes are dope. Uber actually is surprisingly dope. If I was to talk about that a little bit, I would say that the only time I've been doing it here in Boise is at night on the weekends when everybody's out drinking and stuff. So, and the reason I do that is because I get self-conscious about my car and like what people might think during the day when they're not drinking and stuff. I don't have a nice car, but like some people, like,
it's not up to their standards.
Yeah, some people who Uber often, I'm sure they get some nice ass cars and shit that are like fucking 2015, 2016, got like nice ass Bluetooth stereos and shit and all that goodness. And my car's not like that. Like, I still have an aux cord. But the people I pick up at night on the weekends, they just don't care. And it's dark, so it's not like they can like overanalyze my car to look for any spots or anything on the seats or like anything dirty to see if there's a loose hair or something sitting around. I literally just have that little case in the back seat that has water in it. So every time they get in my car, I offer them water and we just go on our way. A lot of them are just super appreciative to have water, to have a ride, which is so cool. It's nice that people at that time, they almost treat me like a hero. Like I'm the savior for them. Like, oh, you saved us tonight. Yeah, we needed a ride. Like, oh, I'm so thankful. They're like, oh, I'm so thankful for Uber, blah, blah, blah. How long have you been doing this? I'm like, 2 weeks. And then especially when they'll compliment me and say like, oh, you're the best Uber driver we've ever had, which I feel like the reason for that is most likely that the age demographic for people who are doing the driving for Uber are probably older. Yeah. I would assume they're like, they're a little bit older than me. Whereas when I'm picking them up, I'm the same age as them and I can relate to them. And that's been really noticeable when like a few people have like seen my Snow Globe wristband and been like, oh, you went to Snow Globe? And to be able to like pick up people, give them a ride, it's my job, I'm making money, but literally my job is to sit there and talk to them about like festivals and shit, which is so fucking dope. And that's happened, like, I've probably done about
20 to 25 trips where I've picked people up and dropped them off, and I would say, you know, about like 7 or 8 of those trips, we've gotten on a conversation about EDM or festivals and stuff. That makes me super happy that it happens that frequently.
Yeah.
Had a girl see the Snow Globe wristband. We talked about that. She said she wanted to go and she had family in Lake Tahoe. So she told me what it's like when Snow Globe happened, she's like, oh, those Snow Globers are coming to town, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's cool to hear those types of perspective on it and how they wanted to go. She talked about Sasquatch and seeing Major Lazer there. And I talked about how I got drunk and passed out in a porta potty and didn't get to catch most of Major Lazer at Snow Globe this year. But I told her that, you know, I'm going to Midlands, so I'm going to get to probably see Major Lazer again. I'll get some redemption, maybe, who knows, maybe, depending on who's playing at the same time. The best story that I have so far, though, was this last weekend when I picked up a group of people at the taco stand by China Blue, on the taco truck or whatever. They literally told me, pick us up by the taco truck. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I was like, I think so. They're like, yeah, it's one in the parking lot behind China Blue. I was like, oh yeah, I got you. And then I pull up and I was a little bit worried at first because the first person who gets in the car is this girl and she's literally got a plate of tacos. It's not like it's in a styrofoam box or anything. It's just a plate with tacos on it and shit. And she was all hyped up. The very first thing that she does when she gets in the car, I was like, you want a bite? And she like looks at me and she's like holding the plate out, like, do you want some of this? And I was like, no, I'm good. She's like, come on, just take a bite. And I was like, no, I don't. Like, I'm not hungry right now. And she's like,
take a bite. I won't let you not take a bite. And I was like, no, no, I'm good. Like, I'm literally fine. She's like, okay, okay. She backed off a little bit after that. And then the guy in the back, the guy who actually ordered the Uber, was like, he told her, don't get fucking tacos on this guy's carpet because I'm not paying for that shit. Which is something I didn't know before, is that if they throw up or if they make a mess, like, you can report it and they'll have to, like, actually pay for that shit, which I didn't know. A couple of the people who rode with me told me that, like, yeah, if anybody ever pukes, you know, they'll have to pay for that shit. And I was like, I didn't know that. And the reason, I guess, is because...
Puke in my car.
just go ahead and puke in my
extra
car.
Extra money.
the one guy who told me that was like, well, if you think about it, like, you're doing this as a job, so if somebody pukes in your car, that's the end of your night, basically. Bless you.
Thanks.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you know? Like, that would be a shitty night, is to have somebody puke, like, at the beginning of your day before you've even got to do enough trips to make money, and that just completely shits on everything. So I guess that's cool. It's comfort. Peace of mind. I'm not saying bless you again. You don't get two bless yous.
Shut up.
I love you. So Taco Girl tries to feed me some tacos. I tell her no, it's cool. A little bit worried because they're really hyped up. They're like, you know, they've been out partying and drinking. So I got kind of worried that that's what's going to be the rest of the trip, is her spilling her tacos everywhere, that they would be loud and rowdy and make a mess or some shit. I was worried at first until... the girl was like, can you play some music? Let's turn this up. And she goes to turn up my music. And I had it on pause, so it wasn't even playing. So she turns it up really loud, and there's nothing playing. I was like, oh, don't worry, I got you. So I start playing my playlist, and a couple songs come on, and it's EDM. And she's like, oh, some of those EDM jams. And I'm like, yeah, okay, she likes this. That's obvious. But the song that I was playing was kind of slow. So then I just start skipping songs, and all of a sudden I get to Illenium, the Say It remix. Perfect song. So I let that song ride, and they're listening in the back. They're like, oh, one of the guys in the back was like, oh, I love this song. And that's why I got so happy when he was like, oh, I love this song. And then on top of saying I love this song because it is Say It by Flume, I was like, okay, he's either going to say like, oh, I love Flume or something, or he's going to say that, and that's where this conversation is going to go. So I got excited. But even better is he responds by saying, is this Illenium? And I was like, yeah, it's fucking Illenium. Oh, then all of a sudden, like, three of them in the back, like, oh, that show was so dope. That show was great. We love that show. And I was like, oh, I was there too. I was at the front rail. And they're like, oh, I was at the front rail.
Wait, they were there?
Yeah, they were there. They were at the show. So yeah, they say that they're at the show. And I tripped out because at that point I knew I was dealing with a pretty cool fucking group. And she was drunk, of course. So she goes to reach for the dial again. And she cranks that shit up and we're like jamming out. And then all of a sudden, one of the guys in the back was like, I feel like it's a random question, but I guess Marshmello's blowing up, so it makes sense. He's got a big fan base. He seriously just goes, are you Mellow Gang? Like, that's how he says it. Like, that's it. Like, he didn't, like, probe to find out if I like Marshmello. He didn't probe to find out if I know any Marshmello songs. He just straight up was like, are you Mellow Gang? And I was like, dude, bro. And then luckily I was wearing my Electric Family bracelet that has the, you know, Marshmello symbol on it. So I pull it down and show him. And then the guy that ordered the Uber was like, oh, dude, he has the same wristband as you or whatever. And then he holds his up. We, like, put him together and shit. We just started tripping out like, oh, fuck, Mellow Gang. And we just raged all the way back to where I dropped him off at their house. And before they got in the car, the guy was like, oh, dude, let's take a picture. Like, I need to get a picture of this. I'm going to tell, you know, I'm going to post it and say, like, my Uber driver is Mellow Gang as fuck. I was like, dude, I want this. And I wanted so bad. I don't know why I didn't do it. I should have been like, yo, if you're getting a picture of this, I'm getting a picture of this.
Yeah.
But he takes his picture, and then we say goodbye, and is like, I can't wait to see them at an actual show so I can go up to them and be like, what's up, guys? Like, I told them that by the end of the trip that I felt like they were already part of my Ray family or something. We all vibing like that. It was cool. Great Uber story, great experience for me to be like, okay, it solidified the fact that I was doing something that was good for my raving habits, you know. Not only am I doing this to make money for raves, but there's been multiple times where I'm getting an opportunity to vibe with people who are into that shit. So
yeah,
that makes me happy. And even the people who don't like that stuff, like if they get in the car and they hear my music, they've been at bars all night long, so they've been listening to dance music and shit, so they're not like, oh, I don't like this music. They don't even pay attention to it or anything, you know? And that's what I like about driving at night for Ubers, because it's just chill. Super chill.
You're chill.
I'm pretty chill.
You are.
On top...
tired.
It's okay. I don't know how well the mic picks up on you, but yeah, your voice spikes more than my voice does.
You were, like, mostly talking.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm still donating plasma.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yep, I'm going to go again tomorrow. The cool thing is, like, the first five times that you do it, you get that $50 payout.
So nice.
Yeah, so.
That's a lot of money.
But I haven't been spending any of it, so it's just sitting on the card. So I already almost have $250. So donating plasma.
You are not broke. Come on.
I'm not broke, but.
You're saving.
I'm mentally broke. I'm telling myself that I'm broke.
Smart Bobby.
Buying broke. Because I really do when we go on these festival trips. Like, if we, like you said, are we going to do the full drive or are we going to stop? I don't know. But if we do stop.
Because there might be, like, some attraction. Like,
yeah. Or, like, maybe, because it's a 26-hour drive, we're going to want to get out of the car for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, if we want to stop and go to, like, a nice restaurant or something or go eat somewhere, like, I want to have money to be able to enjoy myself.
Dude, I was thinking, like, amusement park. I'm just joking.
Amusement park? Fuck it. Let's do it. Lagoon? Fuck it.
Let's yeah. Bobby, we should go to wait, is Lagoon open for... I'm sorry. I'm just talking out of my ass.
Now. I mean, probably.
We're not
going to
go to Lagoon.
Probably not. I'm pretty sure we do have to drive that way, though. That's kind of like you're heading directly to Texas.
Nah, so. Texas, they have, like, other, like, amusement parks there.
Yeah.
Huge. They have fucking Six Flags.
They have a Six Flags in Texas? Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. I'm so excited. I just want to see this shit. I'm actually kind of excited for the road trip. Like, I want to see, like, all the different shit along the way. Like, it's going to be fun. But even though I keep saying that I'm broke, I'm just saying that to remind myself that I want that money for those moments. Like, I want to be able to spend money without stressing at the festivals. Like, at Snow Globe.
Oh, God. Broke as
fuck. Broke as fuck. Like, I was actually broke at Snow Globe.
I was broke as fuck.
That fucking StubHub ticket robbed me, man.
I'm sorry. I love you.
It's fine. I love you, too. I would much rather have you there than gamble my money away, so.
Oh, good point. That's a good reason.
Exactly. So I just want to live like when we're at Meadowlands. I want to be able to live like a king.
Like, yeah. You don't have to worry about money.
When we're at EDC, I want to be able to party and hang out and not worry about it.
Yeah.
So, because those little moments last forever.
Yeah. I think on our drive.
Above and beyond, life is made up of small moments like these.
Oh, my.
I'm EDM as fuck.
Okay, so I think on our drive we should have like that extra. So for like the unknown or whatever, if like we don't have like a gas station, I feel like we should like fill up one of those like little gas tank things.
Yeah, maybe
like the red things, mm-hmm. just in case. Because that's a long fucking drive and we don't know where we're going.
What do you think?
Just in case, like, we're just like, shit, like, we're running out of gas. Oh, wait, we have a full tank in the back.
I have been in that situation before, like, the first year that I went to Snow Globe with Tori, Andy, and Sierra.
Yeah.
We were driving, and I slept, like, for a good portion of that trip. But I remember waking up, and we were getting into, like, getting close to Lake Tahoe. I think we were just, like, coming into California or something like that. And, I woke up to them stressing out and being like, oh man, I don't know if we're going to make it. And I woke up like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Like, we're almost on empty and the next gas station is not for like another 30 miles or some shit like that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh
man. Did you guys go slow as fuck?
Yeah, I think they went slow as fuck from what I remember. It's like 3 years ago now, but
yeah.
We went slow and luckily we got like right into a gas station, like to the point where, we were stressing out, you know? Worried that somebody would have to walk or somebody would have to do some shit to get us there. And just the stress alone is something you don't want to deal with. So have a backup gas can just in case.
Yeah.
Get your oil changed. Get your fucking transmission fluids checked out. Make sure your tire pressure is good. All that good stuff. That's my road trip laws that I've learned.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to happen, so. Those are the other things that's another reason I'm broke right now. In my head, I'm broke, so that way.
Well, that's probably a good mindset, though.
Yeah, so before Meadowlands, I can get my car all checked out and detailed and shit.
Because, I mean, sooner or later, like, it's gonna be fucking rough. I mean, it's fucking March. Like, next month is my birthday, and then it's fucking May, like, Meadowlands. Like, uh-huh. It's right around the fucking corner.
Yeah. 2 months ain't shit.
Yeah.
Not even 2 months.
So, it's probably smart that you're thinking like that, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Smart person, Bobby.
Smart Bobby.
Smart guy.
Not always, but sometimes.
I say you're smart most of the time.
Thanks.
I haven't really seen you make dumb decisions.
Yeah.
At least, well, I've, like,
time,
a friend.
Time and experiences and shit have all taught me what I know today. That's why I need to continue to rave, because, you know, I'm going to have to teach people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass that knowledge along.
True.
When I have kids and shit, they're going to have to know all this stuff and why. Stuff that I didn't know. I had to learn that by myself.
Yeah.
Because my dad didn't teach me. Dad. If you're listening to this, Dad.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Dad. My inner Preston comes out like, God, fuck you, Dad. Oh, Dylan Francis.
Oh, Dylan.
But yeah, aside from that, that's what I've been doing to save money. That's my Uber story.
Good job.
I, like we were talking about before we started the podcast, I've got my time off request for EDC good to go.
Yay.
My time for Middlelands has been approved in our system. I can't really describe my work to you guys, but I can tell you that we have a system. We have a online portal that we use to request time off and shit like that. And my time for Middlelands has already been approved, but technically I'm a trainer, and I technically have a class that's scheduled at that time. And today, some of the people from work were putting together our schedule, and they asked us what our vacation time was. I told them EDC is fine because the schedule doesn't really go out that far. But for May, they had already scheduled me for a class to teach. And when I told them that my vacation time was, you know, May 2nd through the 9th or whatever, they're like, oh, you have a class then? And I was like, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about that. But yeah, long story short, they better figure it out, because if they can't, I'll quit. That's kind of what it comes down to. I would quit to go to Middlelands. Like, I would fucking do that shit. I would drive for fucking Uber during the day if I had to after that. Like, I don't give a fuck. Dedication. I'm not missing Middlelands. Not after everything that I've done.
No, I'm not missing Middlelands.
Yeah,
dude.
So.
That lineup is fat.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's how EDM I am, that I would quit my job that I've been working for 5 years to go to Middlelands, and I'd find something else. Like you said, I'm a smart person, so somebody else would hire me and they would get a good employee. It's
yeah,
fine.
Plus you have like a really good like background for work.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So you get hired so
quickly. I worked there for 5 years. Oh, well, why'd you leave? Fucking EDM as fuck, bro. Goddamn.
They didn't care about us personally.
Yeah. I would probably just tell them, like, I had vacation time that I needed and they wouldn't let me take it. Like, and as much as I will commit myself to a job, if I've earned benefit time, if I've earned vacation time, then I would want to use it when I want to use it. Not
exactly.
Have you guys tell me when I need to use
exactly.
My own vacation time. So.
Not deny it.
Yeah.
Because you earned it. Because
you've worked for it.
Fuck that.
So that's where I'm at with that. Yeah. I'd say pretty much that's most of what's gone on since the last time that we ever recorded. I hope that kind of covers it, and I hope that we have just as much good stuff to talk about the next time that we do our show. Luckily, we do have Black Tiger, Sex Machine, and Datsik, so we should have some funny stuff to talk about then. Outside of that, in my downtime, all I've been doing is learning how to do this mixing thing, so that's been fun, but you do get isolated when you're just sitting here doing that over and over again. As much as it's like fun to make progress on. For anybody who listens, basically what I've done for myself is I've set a goal to create a mix of the artists that are playing I would say it's the main stage, right? It's the main stage.
Yeah.
Castle Northwoods is the stage that's referred to at Middlelands. It's going to have like Alice in Wonderland and Marshmello and Bass Nectar. So those artists alone are so big that I'm pretty sure that's the one that they are dedicating as the main stage. But not just those artists. There's a bunch of other good artists on that list. Like, Louis the Child is going to be on that. Just personally, that's the stage where I feel like I would gravitate to see some of like what I consider the bigger artists. And because of that, and because there are artists that I don't know as well, I challenge myself to make a mix of those specific artists, some of their songs, and put it together. I personally love the idea of being able to, like, it'd be fun to play at a party, you know, or like go to a party and play songs, be able to actually mix and stuff. Like, it'd be fun. Not that I'm like expecting, like, oh, I'm gonna get so good that I could be a DJ, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like you gotta set small goals for yourself. So just saying like, oh, I'm gonna mix and become a big DJ, like, that just sounds super stupid. But if you're like, I'm gonna mix and see if I can just make people want to dance, like, that's what I want to do. And even if it's at a little party or a little get together with our rave fam and stuff, I think that would be fun. And that's my goal. And I think this whole idea that I came up with, where I want to mix these artists that are on that stage at Middlelands together to make a, like, you know, a solid hour mix that has their songs, to me, it just sounds fun. It sounds like a, and it's been fun because it's a challenge that you don't know all these artists, like Ray Simmered or whatever. They're the ones that do the Mannequin Challenge song.
Yeah.
Like, some rap and shit that I don't listen to or I don't know very well. Jurassic 5. Like, there's artists that I literally don't listen to. I have some of their songs. I got their songs. I just don't listen to them. I don't know them as well. So getting myself to be able to mix a playlist or a song, like a solid hour mix with those songs that I don't know or I don't listen to, has been fun, actually, because you're challenging yourself to do something that you're not comfortable with. You're getting used to music and different types of styles of songs and where they sound good and how they sound good with other songs, and that's a blast. So that's been me on my downtime. And I feel like, what do you feel like on your downtime? Have you been just chilling?
I haven't been doing shit.
You've been spending that tax return money, is what you've been doing.
Hey,
on all the good shit too.
I mean, it's nice having money after not having money.
I can only
4 months.
I can only imagine how many other ravers out there like this get their tax return money and spend it the same way, where they're like, "All right, tax return money, festival ticket, well, rave outfits."
Because I still have my state tax return that's still gonna come in.
Oh, that hasn't came yet.
My federal one came. My state one. That one comes a little bit later, so it's nice knowing.
When you get your taxes, did they tell you it could take 7 weeks to get this shit? Okay.
The state one, not the federal one.
Okay. I felt like they said that for both.
John got his in a week. I got mine, and they said that mine was going to be delayed. I got mine in 13 days.
Respect.
So, a little under 2 weeks.
Respect.
But I've been hanging out. I've literally not been doing.
That's cool. That's chill. So that's, I would say that's going to wrap up the show then. I feel like we're good to go. So thank you to everyone who listens to this. We appreciate you. We hope that we're getting a little bit better, a little bit more enjoyable. And we're just going to keep making these shows whenever we can. We do apologize that it's been kind of sporadic lately, but like Mickey said, we haven't really gotten an opportunity to sit down and be able to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do a little bit better at that. So thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.